This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Well, there has been a Stokes County Arts Council for more than 40 years, but as we said, it never really had a place of its own. It hosted events in all kinds of spaces, including churches, restaurants, and even parking lots. But this year, the Arts Council has found a home. The Arts Place of Stokes is a facility that aims to be the cultural and entertainment center of the county. It's going to showcase local and regional artisans and musicians through exhibits, a gallery, a retail market, and regular performances. And at the backbone of those performances is a new collective of musicians called the Danbury Songwriters. They are experienced musicians with strong connections to the community. They're going to perform live music at the Arts Place every Thursday night this summer. And a group of them have joined me now right here at the Upstage Cabaret in Greensboro. Skip Staples is on guitar and vocals, Bruce Burgess on the banjo and vocals, Rebecca Dresser on guitar, and the band String Soup is John Hartman on mandolin and guitar, Kay Ritchie on the bass. Welcome to all of you, the Danbury Songwriters. Good to have you.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Skip, let's talk about this, because I think in many ways you may have been the driver behind this group, or tell us about the group, how it came together.
I think so. That's fair to say, the driver. I don't know what to refer to us as. We're not a band. We're sort of a guild, I think.
There you go. Over
20 of us.
Or is that too socialist? I don't want to give you a socialist.
But actually, most of us met at church, and we have a small church, Danbury Community Church, but it's we're up to our armpits in musicians in that church, and there are more Danbury songwriters that are not here today, obviously. But we would have, one of our ministries was something we called Music for the Community. And we would have it in the church building, and we'd, you know, on Saturday nights or Sunday nights, we'd have to take the church apart and play music, and then put the church back together again. Mm-hmm. As good, responsible people who wanted to come back to that church. But we didn't have a venue to play. But the musicians were seasoned performers. They've been playing all their lives, and as you can see, none of us are teenagers. But I got involved with the Stokes Arts Council and was aware of the new venue that was on its way for quite some time now. And at the same time, I got involved with the folks at Hanging Rock State Park. I'm proud to be on the Park Advisory Committee, and I found out some things that went on up there. And the people who come into Hanging Rock State Park come in on Mondays. It's a family place. They come in for usually a week at a time, sometimes multiple weeks. And the rangers say that they check in on Mondays, and by Thursdays, they're saying, what is there to do? You know, they don't want to sit around by the campfire anymore. They'd like to go see something in town. Well, our new venue is 3 miles from the gate of Hanging Rock State Park. And there are other campgrounds, too, where the same thing applies. These are private campgrounds. But we want to be very conscientious, Frank, about starting our shows on time and ending them on time, as you can appreciate, because the park closes at a specific time, and we would hate for people to be stuck outside.
Kind of banging through that little pole to get in.
Well, promise to get them back to their campsites in time.
I know you've got 3 songs ready for us, and I want to get to each of them because they've all got a story. Maybe you can tell us the story behind the first one we're going to hear.
Well, this one is about an individual who actually lived in Stokes County about 100 years ago. I found out about him through an excellent presentation by one of the park rangers named Jason. And I got some information from him and more information from a local friend named Steve Shelton, who also was a Danbury songwriter, who could not be here today. But all of the information in this song came from newspaper clippings. And this fellow, Lem Bennett, lived in Hanging Rock State Park before it was a park. It was private property. Unfortunately, it wasn't his property. But he lived there his whole life through something called adverse possession. That's
there you
it.
Go.
But they couldn't get him out, and he had his whole family there, raised children, and he was quite the legend. And this whole song is about something that happened to him that he spent time in prison for.
Okay. Here we go.
But I have, you know, the Bennetts are still there. He has family there, so I've run this by them. You know, I didn't want to have to move after I wrote this song. All right, Lem Bennett. Lem Bennett lived so long ago, there's no one left alive who knows the reasons why things happen like they did. They still happen just the same. There's no one left to blame. If there is, these mountains keep it hid. Lem Bennett loved Eliza. He stole her heart despite the cries her father made when he learned to his dread.
Eliza was a child but bold. Lem Bennett was already old. His first wife was only 10 days dead. Lem Bennett came from hardy stock. He built a farm on Hanging Rock, on mountain land he never really owned. Why couldn't people just leave him alone? Why couldn't people just leave him alone? Alone. Well, things were working out just fine till Christmas 1899, when a fella named Jim Smith said something wrong. What Jim said, lost in time, was bad enough to cause the crime. Lem Bennett lost his head and he came on strong. Say it all went down so fast, Jim's words to Lem would be his last. Lem Bennett solved the problem quick and simple. Jim Smith died with his kinfolk, who said he never moved or spoke once the cold, keen steel went through his temple. Lem Bennett came from hardy stock. He built a farm on Hanging Rock, on mountain land he never really owned. Why couldn't people just leave him alone? Why couldn't people just leave him alone? Alone. 20 years in jail is what Lem got for killing Jim. That was a lot. Sometimes Lem went crazy in his cell. Eliza raised the kids alone. She ran the farm. The kids grown. No one to tell. Lem Bennett was released one day. He came back home where folks would say he sometimes brought a rattlesnake to town. No one knows just what Jim said. Lem Bennett knew, but he's long dead. On that farm is where they laid him down. Bennett came from hardy stock. He built a farm on Hanging Rock, on mountain land he never really owned. Why couldn't people just leave him alone? Why couldn't people just leave him alone?
There we have a few of the Danbury songwriters performing Lem Bennett, composed by Skip Staples. Danbury songwriters are going to perform every Thursday evening this summer at the new Arts Place in Stokes County. And we were just talking to Skip Staples about that song and about the group itself. I want to talk now to Rebecca Dresser, who is also one of the songwriters group. And Rebecca, there's a song that you all are going to perform that is connected to your relationship with the area as well. Tell us a little bit about A Little Mercy.
This is a song that's somewhat biographical, but not completely, about my dad and my parents. And the scenery has been changed to kind of fit the scenery I see in Stokes County every day. My dad was not a farmer. He was a technical writer with AT&T. But in this song, he has become a farmer.
A Little Mercy.
With his dirt-stained hands. In the summer of 68, he waited for the rain, but it never came. No, no, that rain, it never came. Mama cried in the kitchen, but she didn't let him see. She was worried about her home. She was worried about her family. She prayed to the Lord above at the start of each day. I remember all those words she'd say. She said, shower down a little mercy, Lord, for the commonplace, and rain down a little mercy, Lord, rain down a little grace. Taught me how to work hard. They taught me how to make do. The old porch creaked with music as the evening sun went down. Brother and I danced to the guitar sound. Shower down a little mercy, Lord, for the common. Her heart it just gave out. Daddy cried in the kitchen, and he blamed that 2-year drought. Now he speaks the days gone by, fields growing green, and raindrops dancing in between. He sees those raindrops dancing in between.
Danbury's songwriters here at the Upstage Cabaret in downtown Greensboro performing the song A Little Mercy, composed by Rebecca Dresser. Danbury's songwriter is going to be performing every Thursday evening this summer at the New Arts Place in Stokes County. It's a beautiful song. Rebecca, but I challenge you now to write a song about a technical writer at AT&T. I want to hear that song.
I'll take a challenge.
I know you can do it. And when you're ready, I want you back because I want to hear that song, and it'll be a beauty. Listen, I want to make sure because I know the three of you have written a song, and I want to hear each of them. So next I'm going to talk with Bruce up here, Bruce Burgess, who has written the next song we're going to talk about. Bruce, can you give us a little idea what this song's about?
Well, it's a little song of redemption and warning, perhaps. I don't write a lot of gospel music, but I guess this could fall into that category in a sense.
Was this a warning you heard one night from?
Well, it was kind of a warning I felt for a friend. It was a friend of mine in the music business that kind of had a lot of great songs, and he was kind of being invited into the circles of people that wanted to record those songs. So this was kind of a warning of, protect yourself a little bit and look out for the sharks, I guess.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you play us out on this song. So before I let you go, I want to thank Eddie McGee, who's with us. He's the executive director of the Stokes County Arts Council. Eddie, thank you so much. And also the Danbury songwriters, at least some of them, Skip Staples, Bruce Burgess, Rebecca Dresser, John Hartman, and Kay Ritchie, all of whom will be playing on Thursday night starting this summer at the new Stokes County Arts Place. And you can find out information about all of that and the recipe at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton Ormond, and Laura Pelliser. Robin Copley's our technical director with help from Al Wadarski, Brent Wolf, WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the Danbury Songwriters, Warming by the Devil's Fire.
I was walking down that cold, cold road with a belly full of quills. Slipped up to the barrel burning as the boys, what was the news? They passed me the jar, said it's sure to get you higher. Well, I knew right then that I was warming by the devil's fire. Sooner burn than to lay down my honor, and I'd rather freeze than to warm by the devil's fire. If you ever see that woman dressed just like a honey child, she winks at you with an evil eye, slides you a wicked smile. That little voice inside may scream, you gotta get right by her. Well, no right then, son, you'll be warming by the devil's fire. Ooh, I ask the Lord for mercy in these times of fear. Send more angels down if you please, when I feel them demons near. I let their wings lift me on up higher, lift me free from warming by the devil.